It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker says she's proud of the one-year contract extension the city negotiated with white-collar workers in District Council 47. She called the 4.4% raise in the agreement historic.
The members of District Council 47 have not received a pay increase of this magnitude in over 30 years, and I'm excited about that.
Members will also get a $1,400 bonus and additional paid time off. Parker says they've earned it.
I think that we have the best municipal workforce in America that works every day to serve our almost 1.6 million residents of Philadelphia.
The package will cost the city $11 million with the bonuses and adds a permanent $7 million to annual labor costs. The police and fire unions agreed to contract extensions last year, but the mayor says District Council 33, which represents blue-collar workers, wants to continue to work on a new multi-year agreement rather than take an extension. Philadelphia authorities have charged a teenager for two murders in the last few weeks, including the shooting death of Philly rap artist YBC Duel, and police say that same teen may be connected to more shootings. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson the story.
16-year-old Aiden Waters has been charged with killing Abdul Vicks, an upcoming Philly rapper named YBC Duel, who was fatally shot in the chest August 23rd around 3:30 in the afternoon. Law enforcement sources say Waters was in a rival gang and targeted Vicks, and detectives were able to link a stolen car out of Cheltenham to Waters. They also say when they arrested Waters and served the warrant inside his home, they found a gun connected to the shooting of two other teenagers earlier this month. 16-year-old Marquise Saunders, who was killed August 19th, shot in the head along Duncannon Street near Alnley High School, alongside another 16-year-old who was able to physically recover.
Waters has been charged with murder, aggravated assault, and gun offenses. It's a milestone for one of the city's affordable housing initiatives as the Turn the Key program reaches 100 houses sold. KYW's Mike DiNardo with that story.
For Kenya Hinton, buying a new house seemed out of reach.
Coming up with the down payment was a barrier for me, trying to save, pay student loans, rent, other bills, live. It was difficult to come up with the down payment.
But then she heard about the city's Turn the Key program, which takes properties from the city's land bank, sells them at a discount to developers, and works with commercial banks on construction loans and mortgages. The program provided Hinton with more than $85,000 in grants and soft loans so that she was able to close on a newly built row house on Marston Street in Brewerytown with no out-of-pocket costs. It was the 100th Turn the Key house sold. Land Bank Executive Director Angel Rodriguez.
On average, our home buyer is making about $45,000 a year.
Mayor Parker says the program is a step towards her goal of building and preserving 30,000 units of affordable housing in the city. The Pennsylvania House Transportation Committee got an update on Reading to Philly passenger train service amid optimism this time around. The plan may actually become reality. KYW's Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Reading to Philadelphia passenger rails become the white whale of transportation, under discussion for decades since service ended in 1981. But Schuylkill River Passenger Rail Authority Executive Director Tom Frawley says While there have been a lot of attempts over the years that died on the vine,
this is different. This is different. None of these projects got as far as this one has.
Farley says financial backing from the Federal Railroad Administration's helping the planning phase. Norfolk Southern, which owns and operates the existing freight line between Reading and Philadelphia, is open to discussions, which would significantly reduce costs. And the project has unanimous backing from Berks, Bucks, and Montgomery County commissioners. Farley says there are a lot of pieces that still need to fall into place, but the line would have stops in Pottstown and Phoenixville. It would start with about 6 daily round trips, with hopes of eventually expanding to 10 daily trips. He says the fee structure and operation would be similar to Amtrak's Keystone Line, which runs from Harrisburg to Philadelphia, then on to New York City.
Frawley said realistically, the service could be up and running in 5 years. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.